The German government quietly withdrew the last COVIDian idiocies last year. Says the Daily Skeptic, there have been much talk of the need for an appraisal of pandemic-era repressions. For the most part, this talk has happened in perfectly inverse proportion to anyone in power actually appraising anything. In other words, you know, they're not doing anything at all. Lockdown-happy, vaccine-crazed Süddeutsche Zeitung, that'd be Southern Germany Times, I guess, would be a rough translation of that. She wrote this. There were repeated promises during the COVID crisis that the pandemic response would be thoroughly appraised. Yet this has not happened. And there seem to be several reasons for this. First of all, there was nothing to be gained politically from this issue, especially immediately after the pandemic. This is what I'm saying, you know. Why aren't we doing an appraisal of what these people did? Well, because we know how bad it was, and they don't want anybody. There's no political gain for them. It's all negative because everything they did was wrong. She continues, the country was collectively exhausted, and for a while at least, many people didn't want to hear the word corona again, like I said yesterday. Just like the Churchill's War Room, that's what they call it there at Whitehall now. I looked it up. I couldn't remember what they called it, but it's just Churchill's War Rooms. I mean, he was basically living there, and these other people, his staff and everything, were living there under Whitehall in these reinforced bunkers. And when the war was over, they just walked away, left everything on the table, all the maps up, the pens and everything, never even talked about it, never wanted to go back to it. They were sick of it. And that's what's happened. This has been like Churchill's War Rooms. Concerned that a critical reappraisal could be misused by conspiracy theorists, by right-wing groups, or by the AFD. In other words, by their that because they messed this up so much, other people might point it out and make political gains from it. The damage to democracy, they said, could be greater than if there was no appraisal. Democracy? We didn't have democracy. We had medical martial law. They are democracy. Right, there could be damage to them. So their powers have been left behind. Their powers are being escalated. To prevent damage to our democracy, our rulers have tried to get everybody to forget about all the stupid stuff they did between 2020 and 2023. Their efforts to sweep COVID under the carpet have therefore amounted to ceding all criticism of lockdowns, of school closures, and of mass vaccination to the opposition. And yet, when we look at this, we got U.S. criticism is really tempered by the doublethink of the Trump cult. You know, the dear leader who ran it with all the fiat orders and the fiat cash is actually our savior.
Must have the precious. They stole it from us.
That's the White House.
Fritzy, first. No. No. Master? Yes, precious. First. They will cheat you, hurt you, lie. Master's my friend.
They cheated us. They hurt us. They lied to us. But we got to have the precious. So, you know, the precious is the ring of power. The White House. Right? Got to have that ring of power, the White House. They stole it, said Tim Pool. Don't talk to Tim Pool about all the stuff that happened in 2020. He's so tired of that. That was 4 years ago. Oh, but wait a minute. The election that you want to talk about incessantly, how they stole the precious from you? That was also 4 years ago. But he doesn't want to talk about it because Master's our friend.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.